Thunder Wave.
Hello, everyone. My name is Garrett.
And my name is Maria.
And you're watching Let's Talk in English, where today we're bringing you an English You Need lesson.
Yes, and the title is Describing Things. Yesterday, we learned different words or adjectives that we can use to describe a thing.
Yes, we can talk about the color of something, the size of something, or other ways that something looks.
Yes, or maybe we can talk about if that thing is quiet or loud. Is it sweet? Is it sour? Or we can also describe the weather.
We can describe the weather. Yesterday, we said it was a clear and sunny day. When it's clear, there are no clouds. You can see clearly. But other days, it might be stormy.
If a day is stormy, then it will be raining and there might be a lot of thunder and lightning.
Maybe even wind. Well, friends, we'll learn some new ways to describe things in today's lesson. And as we do that, try to look for today's Find It answer.
The question is, when can the coffee shop be a little noisy?
When can the coffee shop be a little noisy? Well, the answer will be in today's conversation.
It will be. So be sure to look for the answer, friends. And before we get into today's conversation, let's go to Jack now for our keywords.
Milo 说开了一整天的车之后，这里是个挺舒服的地方，可以休息一下。It's a nice place to take a break after driving all day. 名词 break 就是休息，不但可以坐着休息，听听音乐，还可以享受咖啡和小圆面包。And enjoy the coffee and buns. 名词 bun 就是小圆面包或是小圆糕点。Milo 也觉得这里的小面包非常好吃。The buns are very yummy. 形容词 yummy 就是很好吃的、美味的。Milo 说，看起来他们有新鲜的柠檬蛋糕哦。It looks like they have some fresh lemon cake. 形容词 fresh 就是新鲜的，而名词 lemon 就是柠檬。
I like doing my work in this coffee shop. It's warm and pleasant here.
Yes, it's also quiet.It's a nice place to take a break after driving all day.
I'm sure, but it can get a little noisy when it's crowded.
It's never noisy when I'm here. I just sit, relax, and enjoy some music.
And enjoy the coffee and buns.
The buns are very yummy. This is my third one.
Today, the conversation is between Ivy and Milo, they are together in a coffee shop.
Yes, a coffee shop. Coffee shops are a fun place to hang out. Of course, you can buy coffee at a coffee shop and maybe some other little snacks. That's similar to a cafe, but at a cafe, you might also order a meal, a bit more food.
So, Ivy and Milo are at a coffee shop, and friends, if you often go to coffee shops, you will see people may bring a book there to read, or maybe their computer to work. Maybe students may bring their homework to write.
And Ivy describes this coffee shop. She uses two words. It's warm and pleasant here.Now, warm could mean that the temperature is warm, it's not cold, or it might mean there's a happy feeling all around.
Maybe Ivy means both meanings. Well, Milo says it's also quiet. If a place is quiet, there is not a lot of noise. Maybe people talk quietly, and maybe people don't talk a whole lot there.
Right, it is not loud, so it's easy to focus on things. Milo also says it's a nice place to take a break after driving all day. Now, you hear us use that word break all the time, But let's remind you what it means.
A break is when you stop doing something. And usually when you are on a break, you will relax. Maybe you might take a coffee break and have some coffee and stop working for a while. Maybe you might take a lunch break where you stop working and have some lunch.
The important thing is that you stop doing what you're doing for a short period of time before coming back to continue. Take a break after driving all day. That's what Milo said. And after hearing that, I want to know what Jack has to say.
Milo 说开了一整天的车之后，这里是个挺舒服的地方，可以休息一下。It's a nice place to take a break after driving all day. 介系词 after 后面可以接动名词，所以可以用 after doing something 来指在做了某件事之后。比如 ，You need to take a shower after working out. 你运动之后要洗个澡，或是 Lisa went out for dinner after watching the movie. Lisa 看完电影之后就去吃晚餐。再看一个例句 ，Ted felt tired after studying all night. Ted 熬夜念书后感到很累。
Thanks so much, Jack.That was a big help. And now, friends, we need your help. We need your help to answer our Find It question.
Remember, the question was, when can the coffee shop be a little noisy?
The answer is, when it's crowded. Crowded is another great describing word. When a place is crowded, there are a lot of people there.It can also be loud. That's what that word noisy means.
Yes, so people are probably talking, and because there's a lot of people, then it can get a little noisy. But Milo says, it's never noisy when I'm here. I just sit, relax, and enjoy some music.
That sounds nice. It would be hard to do that if it were really crowded there.When a place is crowded, it can sometimes be hard to move around. There's just too many people.
And probably a little hard to relax and enjoy yourself. Well, Ivy also talks about enjoying the coffee and buns. Let's talk about the word bun.
Okay, well, a bun really is kind of like a type of bread, or it could be a pastry.A bun is something small. It's much smaller than a full loaf of bread, and it's often sweet.
And buns can be round, too. Well, Milo thinks the buns are very yummy. He is having his third one, so he is in the middle of eating a third bun.
Okay, bun number three. They must taste good. And that's what this other describing word means.When something is yummy, it tastes good.
It tastes good. It is yummy. Well, friends, speaking of buns and coffee, it is time for a short break. We'll be back right after this, so see you in just a bit.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Earlier, we heard about a coffee shop, a nice place to relax, enjoy some food, and listen to some music. Maria, what do you like to do at these places?
I like to read a book, and I like to maybe draw a picture. Of course, I like places that are warm and pleasant.
I do, too. Sometimes I like to get work done there.Other times, I just like to have conversations with my friends. Speaking of conversations, let's get back to ours.
How's your coffee, Milo?
It's smooth and creamy. I like it that way.
Mine is dark and a little bitter. I like it that way.
Aren't you going to eat anything? It looks like they have some fresh lemon cake.
This place's lemon cake is really good, but I don't want any right now. I'm not hungry.
Well, I'm going to have some. You know me, I'm always hungry.
Well, Ivy and Milo are still enjoying their time at this coffee shop. They are enjoying some drinks, and Ivy wants to know about Milo's coffee.
She asks a question, how's your coffee, Milo? If you use the sentence, how's your something, to ask someone, it is a great question to ask. Well, Milo says it's smooth and creamy.
Right. He can use some describing words to describe how his coffee is. The adjectives smooth and creamy. If we describe a drink as smooth, that means it's very easy to drink. We can just keep drinking sip after sip.
And if a drink is creamy, it probably has a lot of cream and milk inside it. These are great ways to describe coffee.
Absolutely. That word creamy could also just mean it has a nice feel in your mouth without having any cream in it. Either way, this coffee does sound nice, and Milo likes it that way.
Yes, he likes his coffee smooth and creamy.
How do you like your coffee, friends? Let's go learn some other ways to describe it with Jack.
Milo 说他的咖啡很顺口而且香浓。It's smooth and creamy. 形容词 smooth and creamy 是形容咖啡滑顺浓醇的口感。我们来看还有哪些形容咖啡味道和口感的句子。I like my coffee light and sweet. 我喜欢清爽香甜的咖啡。Light and sweet 就是清爽香甜。又或者是This coffee is strong and bitter. 这杯咖啡又浓又苦。或者是 Simon likes it when his coffee tastes a bit sour. Simon 喜欢他的咖啡喝起来有点酸。所以可以用 sour 来描述咖啡微酸的口味。
Thank you, Jack, for that. There really are a lot of ways to describe our coffee. It's time for Ivy to do the same. How is Ivy's coffee?
Well, Ivy says, mine is dark and a little bitter. I like it that way. Well, if the coffee is bitter, then it's not sweet. It leaves a strong flavor in your mouth. Some people like coffee that is bitter.
Right. There are a few different flavors that our mouths can taste. Sweet is one, sour is one, bitter is another one. Many people don't like bitter flavors, but some people do. I kind of enjoy them.
So does Ivy. She says her coffee is dark and a little bitter. I like it that way. And I like it that way is today's calendar phrase.
I like it that way.
I like it that way.
我就喜欢这样。
Your hair is a mess.
I like it that way.
And your shirt is a mess.
I like it that way.
Your desk is a mess.
I like it that way. Why do you always complain?
I like it that way.
I don't.
I like it that way.
I like it that way.
我就喜欢这样。
Oh, thanks for that, guys. You know, if your coffee is described as dark, it might mean that it really has a strong coffee flavor. It could also mean there's just no milk or cream in there.
That is true. Well, many people like something else to eat with their coffee. So Milo asks, aren't you going to eat anything?
He wants to know if Ivy will eat anything with her coffee. And he says, it looks like they have some fresh lemon cake. That sounds good.
It does. When something is fresh, it is not old. It's not been sitting out for a long time. Maybe it was just baked. It is fresh.
Yes, that might mean it's nice and warm and nice and soft. And this is lemon cake. Of course, lemon is a popular fruit.
It is, and lemons are sour fruits. They are yellow, and many people can't just eat the lemon. They will put it in something to add a lemon flavor.
Lemon cake is quite popular. The sourness of the lemon mixes with the sweet from sugar to make a great cake. But Ivy doesn't want any right now.
Yes, she says, I'm not hungry. Well, I wonder if Milo is hungry.
I think so. He's going to have some. He says, you know me, I'm always hungry.
He's always hungry, so he wants some fresh lemon cake.
And he has that fun sentence, you know me. That's like saying, of course I'm going to do this thing, because you know who I am and what I like to do.
And probably because he is often hungry, so he uses that sentence, you know me. Well, friends, you know that we like to review our keywords with you, so let's do that right now.
Here's your first keyword for today. Break. Break. Let's take a break and have some tea.
Fun. Fun. These buns are really sweet.
Yummy. Yummy. The food in this restaurant is yummy.
Fresh. Fresh. Is the cake fresh?
Lemon. Lemon. Did you try this lemon chicken? All right, friends, those are your keywords for today. They are very useful. Make sure to practice them.
And now let's go back and watch our lesson one more time.
I like doing my work in this coffee shop. It's warm and pleasant here.
Yes, it's also quiet. It's a nice place to take a break after driving all day.
I'm sure, but it can get a little noisy when it's crowded.
It's never noisy when I'm here. I just sit, relax, and enjoy some music.
And enjoy the coffee and buns.
The buns are very yummy. This is my third one.
How's your coffee, Milo?
It's smooth and creamy. I like it that way.
Mine is dark and a little bitter. I like it that way.
Aren't you going to eat anything? It looks like they have some fresh lemon cake.
This place's lemon cake is really good, but I don't want any right now. I'm not hungry.
Well, I'm going to have some. You know me, I'm always hungry.
Welcome back to Chit Chat. I'm Ivy. This is Zach.
Yesterday, we talked about describing things. Words that describe things are called adjectives.
And we played a describing game. Can we play again?
Yes, but this time, I will give you a word and you describe it.
Okay, friends, help me out.
Your first word is coffee.
I love coffee. Coffee. Brown, bitter, dark.
Okay, good. How about coffee with milk?
Oh, I love that. Brown, smooth, and creamy.
Great. How about lemon cake?
Yum. This game is making me hungry. Lemon cake. Sweet, yellow, frosted.
Does frosted mean it has sweet lemon frosting?
Yes.
Yum. Friends, practice describing your favorite food in English.
Can you do it? Comment below with your answer. We will see you next time right here on Chit Chat.
Hi, friends. Good to see you. It's me, Billy Builder. Are you ready to build a new sentence? Let's start. Here it is. Lemon cake. Any. I. Right now. Don't want. Wow, that is not a good sentence. Let's build it better. Okay. Find someone doing something. How about I? Great. I. Now, what do I do? Let's try don't want. Good. I don't want. That's a good start. What don't I want? Lemon cake. Good. I don't want what kind of lemon cake? Let's try any. I don't want any lemon cake. Something is missing. I think you can see the answer. Right now. So we have, I don't want any lemon cake right now. Great job. We built a strong sentence. Lemon cake sounds pretty good. I might go eat some right now. See you next time, friends, and keep building good sentences. Bye.
All right, friends, we learned some great things in this lesson. We learned some more ways to describe things, especially things that we eat and drink.
We did. Well, things that we eat, we can describe as fresh, or yummy, or delicious. And if it is coffee that we are drinking, you could use adjectives like creamy and smooth.
Or even words like bitter, or sour, or even dark. Those are some different ways to do that. Now, today, our friends were in a coffee shop. They can describe the place they're in. They said it was warm and pleasant.
Yes, and they were describing a place. Friends, there are many things that we can describe. We can describe things, people, and places. So be sure to use the words you learned today to describe things.
That's for sure. Well, we have a lot more English to learn, so we hope that you'll join us again next time. That's right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.